So he said, let me finish it now. So he said in verse 6, and has made us, see you, that's what you've been made. And has made us, and has made us kings and priests unto God and the Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. What is this? What is this about? All right. God has given you and me his very own life, his very own nature. Everything that he is, you have access to it. Listen, if children then being heirs of God, join heir with Jesus. If so be that we suffer with him, we shall also be glorified together. Well, I ask you a question. Have Jesus been glorified? All that the Father has. I better give you scripture for it so you can know that I'm not just talking off the top of my head or just coming up with something that's a field space word. Hallelujah. Look what he says in John Gospel chapter 16 and verse 14. Now let's do 13. He said, howbeit the Spirit of truth, when he's come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. Notice. Now watch it. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and what? Show it unto you. Listen now. Listen. All thing that the Father has are who? So everything God has is Jesus, and we are his body. So is mine too. You mean your head, just on your head, get to enjoy that meal you are going to sit down to and we dismiss? Or will the whole body get to enjoy it? All things that God has is mine. And he wants to show you in this hour the hidden riches, the wealth, that which has been stolen. He wants you to know how to take this revelation knowledge. Notice what he said. He will give unto you, Paul was praying for the church. He will give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, right? Do I have your attention so far? He said he was praying because, see, God, when Jesus came, kind of getting ahead of myself, when Jesus came and restored us back to the original, to innocent, not guilty, when he restored us back, he gave us everything back. But the enemy is still holding some stuff belongs to us. Hello? And he wants to show you these things. He's not going to go get it for you. He told David, go get your stuff. Didn't he tell him? And now he's telling you, you've got revelation, what the devil is holding up, trying to keep that land you ought to be owning right now. There's houses you ought to be living in. There's a business you ought to be running. There's money you ought to be making. But they got you stuck on some kind of system to control you. Come on now. Are y'all going to let me talk to you, preach to you? Or y'all just going to sit there and look at me? Huh? That he wants to show you because somebody, see, the earth is the Lord's. Who is the earth? Say the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. And he didn't say half of it. He said the fullness thereof. And many things we have given up on and thrown our hands up and said, this is all I can do. But God said, no, it's not. I want to show you by revelation the spirit of wisdom. What is wisdom for? When you get it, you know how to handle it. You get it, you won't act like the world act with it. See, the world whore it up for their own selfish pleasure. They really don't care how much you hurt. They'll give you a little squirt here and a little squirt there just to say they and got a system set up, and they really do it to control you. But God want to lavish it on you. Because, see, you'll do what's right when you function under his anointing. When you follow his instruction, you'll do what's right. You won't be greedy trying to outdo somebody else. You will do what the head says, what the anointing leads, and what the power gives you ability to do, and to reach out to people. Hello? And so he made you with the ability, gave you everything, and all you got to do is go and require. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about probably the next time. I'm not going to have time to do it this time. Amen. So let's look at it now. Because that in this hour is our time. We have lived on Skid Row. We act like that. We live like beggars in some of our lives. But God said he made us kings and priests unto himself. He made us kings and priests, didn't he say it? Is that right? He said, and has made us kings and priests unto God, his Father. To him be glory and dominion. Notice what he said, glory and dominion. What is dominion? I'm ruling this. I'm ruling like God. What are you ruling? I'm ruling in health. I'm ruling in wealth. I'm ruling in peace. I'm ruling in joy. I'm ruling with property. I'm ruling with wisdom. I'm ruling with knowledge. I'm ruling with love. I'm ruling. I'm in charge. Hallelujah. I'm not begging. I don't just go around just try to give up a feeling to feel good. I do live good. I don't just live good, I got the goods to live good. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. As long as you allow yourself to be succumbed to this system that's out here in this world, they'll continue to control you. But what I want to tell you, there's another system. There's a kingdom principle. There's a kingdom operation. There's a kingdom you've been brought into. And it got revelation to see into it. If you can see it, then you can have it. But if you don't see it, you'll never have it. As long as you see yourself poor, guess how you're going to act and talk and live? Guess what you're going to do? As long as you see yourself a failure, guess what you're going to do? As long as you see yourself as a nobody, guess what you're going to do? You're going to talk and live and conduct yourself around other people as a nobody. But when you know you are somebody, we had people, he'd make a song of, I'm just a nobody. And people got all carried away over it. We won't listen to it. Because that's the biggest lie I've been told. I am a somebody. I'm a new creature. A new creature is somebody. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, let's talk about divine secrets the next time. Ha, 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 ha.